Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, for Pastor Bradford. This is Shannon, Sister Shannon Sprout. I will be standing in this morning for Pastor Bradford. God has given her a day off to relax. You know, sometimes we all need rest in our bodies, and so this is her day to get some rest. And, you know, the Bible always says, be ye ready. So here I'm going. I'm going up. I pray that all of you will be with me today, united in our hearts and minds. Good morning to all on the line. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice to be glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and he is greatly to be praised, honored, and glorified. So let me just start with a word of prayer first. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for blessing us, for keeping us, God, through the midnight hours, God. We thank you for the rest that we got in our bodies, God. We thank you, Lord, right now that we rise and shine because of your commands. We thank you for calling our hearts, our minds, our souls back into existence one more day, God, to be your hands, your eyes, your ears, your mouth, God. Whatever it is that you desire us to be, we thank you, Lord. You are the potter and we are the clay. Mold and make us into the men and women of God that you will have us to be, God. We thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings, God, as we burst through the atmosphere, God, as we say thank you, Lord, with a rejoicing heart, with a glad heart, God, no matter what happened last night, God. We thank you for this new day, God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, God. Please forgive us, God, for our faults, our weaknesses, any way that we have fallen short with our mistakes, God. We ask you, God, to forgive us for everything that we've said, done, thought, felt, and desired that was displeasing in your sight, God. Every tongue right now that rises up in judgment, anger, bitterness against us, God, we ask for you to condemn it, God. Give us the will, God, to go forward in victory, God. Every satanic agenda that has been waged against us, to steal, kill, and destroy what you have commanded, we ask for you to handle it right now, God. We ask you to cast down the hand of our enemies, your enemies, God. Give us the right heart, mind, and spirit as we prepare for this day, God. Give us wisdom, direction, God. Show us what you will have us to do in this day. Give us the will to hear and know your voice, Father God, that a stranger we will not follow, in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you, Lord, just for using me for such a time as this, God. Let me decrease and you increase, God. I'm asking you to add your super to my natural mind and heart right now, God. That your people will be edified, but that you will be glorified, God. Because all we do, God, we do for you, God. We were brought here to bring you glory, God. So, God, whenever you call upon us, God, we step up, God. We represent you, God, as the light and as the salt of this earth, God. Bless all of our children, our grandchildren, everyone on this line, God, whose children, they, maybe them themselves, are getting ready to go about, God. We pray for traveling mercy, God. We ask you to cancel all accident, incidents, and road rage. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh us, our cars, our homes, whatever the situation is, God. We asking you to work it out, God. Everything that is crooked, we asking for you to make it straight, God. Deliver us from all unrighteousness, the wrong people, the wrong thoughts today, God. Whatever it is, God, we asking you to bless and keep the work of our hands, God. We thank you for your praise, your honor, and your glory, God. We're asking for divine favor. Divine favor today. Divine favor. Somebody needs divine favor, God. Somebody needs to hear a word from you today, God. Give them the will to hear your voice, Lord, that a stranger they will not follow. Comfort and keep their hearts, God. Bless this word as I come before your people, God. Lord, you that this word will fall on the good grounds of our hearts, God, on our minds, God, helping us, God, to be more like you and less like this world, in Jesus' name. God, we pray for our government, God. We pray, God, for every satanic agenda with this war and all these other things that are going on, God. We just ask you, God, to give us the heart to stay in the fight. Give us the heart to continue to look up, from which comes our help, God. We're not going to find no help down here on earth. We're only going to find it in you, God. So give us that staying power, God. Give us the spiritual strength and courage and confidence, God, to keep moving forward. Be the wind beneath our wings today. Strengthen someone. Bless our grandchildren. Bless our great-grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, all the children that are going out and about, getting prepared for school today, work, whatever it is, God. We plead the blood of Jesus that no weapon formed against them, that it will not prosper and it will not take root, God. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you for providing everything that we need, food, clothing, and shelter, and everything else in between, God. We thank you, Lord, as we look up to you, God. You're the wonderful counselor. You're the Prince of Peace, God, and there is none like you. And we say thank you, and we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Lord, I seal this prayer under the blood of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of retaliation is canceled and destroyed right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Okay, we're just going to get in, and I'm going to give you what the Lord gave to me. I don't really have a title. I'm just going to say that these three scriptures that I'm about to read are meant to encourage. I'm meant to come to encourage you, something to help you. And I'm gonna read all three scriptures because I think that they all have reverence in some form or fashion to maybe what somebody might be going through on this line. Maybe you're not going through anything. Maybe you just want to praise God, but maybe this is something to help you to come. You know, just to give you some salt, just to give you some, and endurance. The first scripture I'm going to read is Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and this is the Amplified Version. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap. If we do not loosen and relax our courage and faith. The second scripture I'm going to give you is Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to compare with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Thank you, God. That is so comforting to know, especially if you are going through something. That is comforting to know that even though we go through situations where we go through situations, you know, we all go through problems. We all have things that we have to consider. We have to go about our day. We still have to keep it moving. Romans 8:18. I'm going to read that out of the easy reading version because I liked it. It hit it right to the point to make it simple. Romans 8:18, but I'm reading it out of the easy reading version. We have sufferings now. These are nothing compared to the glory, compared to the great glory that will be given to us if we do not give up, if we do not faint, if we do not grow weary. Weary means to grow tired, having one's patience and tolerance or pleasures exhausted, meaning faint, lose conscience without great strength. We can't let these things bother us in this world, the things that we go through. The Bible tells us that in this world, Jesus told us we will have situations that we have to face. In God, we have peace. In Jesus, we have peace. But in the world, we will have tribulations. We will have problems. Even the saints in God, this is what I'm trying to say, even the saints in God are going to face some trials, some tribulations, because we have to be tested. Our faith has to be tested. You can consider this to be a test for me, because I wasn't expecting to be up today. But the first thing I thought about, the first thing that hit my spirit when Pastor called me was, be ye ready. We always got to have a word. We always got to have something. So as I said, I'm giving you three scriptures, and these scriptures are designed to give you encouragement. No matter where you are, what position you are right now, one of these scriptures can give you encouragement. I read Galatians 6 and 9 first. I read Romans 8:18, and I'm going to give you the last one. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. No matter what Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Thank you. I don't care how your year has started. I don't care what you have been through, been the same since. Nothing has been the same since this pandemic hit. We don't act the same. We don't feel the same. And we are partial in our coverings over our faces. We don't look the same. We're not certain about what will happen in the coming months and even in the coming weeks. We don't know saints. But one thing we have on our side, we have God. God said he will never leave us nor forsake us. And in times of need, he is an ever-present help. His grace and mercy is sufficient to help us through the toughest times, through the smallest times. Is there anything too hard for God to do? No. Paul, the one who would sing as he was shackled in prison, tells us how he found peace no matter what situation Paul found himself in. We go to God. We go to God with everything. With everything. I just read it to you. God said for us not to be anxious for anything, but in everything, bring it to him. Everything. Nothing is too small and nothing is too big. We can talk to God at any point in time. You're faced with a situation today that seems insurmountable, or if you're faced with something that is perplexing to you, I say look to the cross. We go through situations with our children, with our family. We want them to be saved. We want them to be delivered. We want them to be healed. We want healing all over this world. Everybody wants to come together and riot for injustice and unrighteousness in this world. But the only thing that we have to do as Christians, as sisters and brothers, is position ourselves before the cross. Continue to look up, from which comes your help. I don't know what you're facing today. I don't know what you're going to be facing in the coming months. But we must not lose heart, as I first read in Galatians 6 and 9. We must not grow weary. A man may be faithful, but his sinful nature always travels with him. You know, you can be faithful, but this flesh travels with you. You don't take this flesh off when you go to these situations. But we cannot lose heart. And remember that obedience is a long-term commitment. God is faithful to those who obey him. God does not always protect us from trouble, but cares for us in spite of the trouble. That's what God does when we go through situations. God wants us to do more than drift through life. He wants us to be an influence for him. We must always be light. We must always be the salt of this earth. When people call me for prayer, the first thing I do is I go to God. I don't rely on Shannon's wisdom. I say, okay, God, this person asked me to pray for them. I need somebody to pray for me right now. But God, one of my sisters and brothers, or maybe not, asked me to pray. Give me the words to say. The Holy Spirit already knows my heart, and I believe if God drew this person to me, he knows that I'm equipped to stand in and pray for them, stand in the gap. That's what we do. We stand in the gap. We pray for one another. We pray without ceasing. Hebrews 13 and 1 says, let brotherly love continue. Love is one of the key components in our relationship with God. Without that agape love, we cannot love others. We cannot run our race. We cannot finish our mission. I believe without that kind of love in our hearts, we become a little weary. We grow a little weary. We become a little anxious. It's not the fact that we don't have faith in God. Yes, we may have the faith that God can do all things. But sometimes we're in situations that we just don't know sometimes. Have you ever had those moments where you just say, ooh, this is coming up. In a week, I got to have this mortgage. I got to have this money for this utility bill, God. God, in a week, I'm going to go back to that doctor and get this diagnosis. God, my grandchildren have gotten in some perplexing situations, God. God, where are you? Have you ever had that moment? I have. But I quickly turn to certain scriptures like the one I just read to you in Galatians 6 and 9, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, And I've read Romans chapter 8, 18 a couple of times, not a lot, but that was one of my my posts today for my story on my Facebook page to give somebody encouragement, because I realize it's not about me. It's all about God. I serve God. That's all I need to know, because I know whatever is not in me, he'll place in me. Whatever I need to finish the race, he'll give it to me. He will help me finish this race, and he will help you too. We just got to position our hearts and minds in Christ and allow him to use us at some of the most unawkward times. I mean, this morning I felt like Moses. I was ready to say, God, I'm not prepared. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to go before your people. I'm not ready to say anything to them. What do I have to give? This is such short notice. I could have said all those things and thought them. But then I thought about Jesus. I thought about my brother. And I said, God, if you allow Pastor Bradford to call me, you know I can do this. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. And I said, now we're going to go forward. Someone needs a healing right now. Someone feels down in their spirit. Someone feels lonely. Even though you know you're in Christ and you know God is always with you, you still feel lonely. We have those bouts sometimes. But be assured that our battle, the walk that we're walking in Christ, is not in vain. God is with us. He is not against us. He is with us, and he will always be with us through everything. When you think that God ain't there, when you don't feel his presence, when you don't feel that anointing, believe you me, he's right there, even more so at those times when you don't see him. Just as we are as parents, have you ever had a child? Most of us on this line, I don't know, have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and so on and so forth, nieces, nephews, cousins. But I remember one time I took Anthony to school for the first time, my son Anthony, and he was in kindergarten. And as we were going, even though he was rejoicing on the way, once we got to the building, he looked, he said, I think it was Head Start, Get Set, or whatever they used to call it. It was like pre-K or something like this. As I'm taking him, he was, oh, Mommy, don't leave me here, don't do this. And I'm like, oh, boy, so concerned about him. I'm just going to put it like that. I don't want to leave him. I see how he's begging and pleading for me not to leave him. So what I did, I went outside the building, and I figured out which classroom it was, and I looked through the window, and I see him. Now, even though he was crying, I see the teacher petting him up. I see different students coming up. I guess the teacher's perspective was, let me let the other students come up to give him that insurance, to give him that confidence that he can go through this day. Come on up and shake Anthony's hand. He's new. He's never been here before. This is something different. Begin to see as they came up, they encouraged him, shake his hand or whatever they were saying as children. He was coming around. Started wiping those tears from his eyes, but never knowing that I was sitting at that window, glancing through that window, looking at him. Now, I could have intervened and said, no, I'm going to take him home. No, no, this is too much for him. But no, I had to let him go forward. But I was there behind the scenes, ready to jump in. But then at some point in time, I came to myself and I said, you know what, now you got to go back home and wait till the end of the day. And when I did pick him up, he said, Mom, I was scared. I think he was like 5, 6. He said, Mom, I was scared. And Mama, I went forward, and he looked up, and he said, Mom, was you proud of me? You proud of me, Mommy? And I looked down, and I said, yeah, boy. That's how I talked to him, yeah, boy. I said, now, come on. But my heart rejoiced to hear him say that. But look, what if I would have intervened? He would have never grew the spiritual confidence and courage to go forward. He would have never grew the strength to go forward. Sometimes in life, we just got to go forward. We may not know what's on the other side. We may not know how God's going to come through, but we know he's going to come through. We may not know, but we know that God is there with us. In the midst of our trials and tribulations, in the midst of our sorrows, even when we need a day of rest, God is there. He hears. He sees. He knows. He says in his word, the Holy Spirit says he knows our thoughts are far off. He knows when we need a break. He knows when we don't need a break. He knows everything about us. He's God. Let your heart not be troubled, saint. This is not a time for us to cower back. This is not a time for us not to go forward. In Joshua chapter 1, he says, wait a minute, in Joshua chapter 1, I got to go back a little bit. Okay, I'm starting at Joshua chapter 1. I'm going to start at verse 5. I'm sorry, I don't have such a good light in my kitchen, and that's where I'm at right now. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded. Okay, wait a minute. I must have missed a part. Commanded. Okay, no, I did. Thee, turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Now, if that doesn't give you encouragement today, that God is with you, that God loves us so much, that God stirs up our spirits at times when we need stirring up, God gives us just what we need. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. God is faithful to his plan and promises, even when we complicate the process. God wants to be known by everyone, but he uses us as the light. He uses us to show them. We should resemble God when people see us, even in those tough times, even when those times when you need someone to encourage you. You got to still be the light. We can't give up. God makes use even of our mistakes in his plan. Our actions must be guided by God's word. God allows certain events in our lives to accomplish his overall purpose, but we are still responsible for our actions. But first, you can't give up. If you give up, you forfeit. And we can't forfeit. So we say thank God for using us. We thank God for blessing us with all the blessings and giving us another day to come together. I pray that this word, even though it was short, encouraged somebody. And I just want to read the first scripture that I read because that's the one that's resonating in my spirit, Galatians 6:9. And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. We can't faint. We can't give up. Remember the second scripture that I read, Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to compare with the glory which shall be revealed in us. We cannot give up. I'm not a person that gives up too much. I might seem like I am, but once I get my bearings together, usually for me, I go somewhere, sit alone, turn off every distraction, and I just let God minister to me. Do I feel inadequate sometimes? Yes. Am I going to let that stop me from accomplishing whatever God has for me to do? No, I'm not. Because in my weakness, God is stronger. In my weakness, God gets more glory. Because I realize that in those moments and in those times that it's not Shannon, it's God. That's how I felt this morning. It's not Shannon, it's God. No matter how I feel, no matter if I have pain in my body, no matter if my emotions are all around the board, no matter what's going on with my family, anything, God caught me. And he caught me with a calling on my life. As it says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. What do you think that expected end is for you or me if we give up? Somebody right now on this line might be worrying about their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. Somebody's child might be wayward. Grandchildren might be wayward. Things are coming up. Your feelings are just out of whack. Or maybe you just feeling out of whack because of the things that you see going on. Many people on this line have suffered loss. Lost of loved ones. Lost of jobs. Lost of positions. Whatever you've lost something. And it has affected you. But we are built for the battle. Don't give up. Iron sharpeneth iron. We are to encourage one another. We are to pray without ceasing, in season, out of season. Whatever position God has called you to, if he called you to it, he can bring you through it. And if he called you to the positions and certain positions in your life, God knows what he placed in you. He knows what you can accomplish and what you can do through his strength and through his love. As I quoted a few minutes ago in Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, who loves us. We can do it all through him, only through him. We can't do it on our own. Some things I think I can't do, I go to God, I say, God, I can't do this right now. I need you to add your super to my natural mind and heart. I need you to give me the strength, the spiritual confidence to go forward. That's what I was doing before I got on this line. Because I'm not representing Shannon. I'm not really representing Pastor Bradford. I'm representing God. So I want to put my best foot forward. So as I hear Pastor and everybody say, let God use you. So when I strip away Shannon, I say, God, show me what to say to your people today. Give me a word to encourage somebody. I don't know how many times when I was younger I let the devil, before I came to Christ, I didn't know who I was to a certain extent. I didn't know. I knew it was something in me, but I didn't know. I did not really know, but I said, one day, something, I don't know what it is, something is going to change. And I knew that day would come, but as I had to go from that time, from infancy on up to now, the preparation time, I didn't know what God was going to do. I didn't know how he was going to come into my life, but I saw glimpses of it through my grandmother and different people who are saved and my family who have now gone on. The glory now going on to be with the Lord. But mainly what comes to my mind is my grandmother, as me being a young girl, and she would always say, Watch. Just watch, Shannon. He got you. You got it. And she would always encourage me like that. And I'm 4 and 5 and looking at my grandma. I'm like, my grandma, I don't think she has all her marbles. I used to always say that. But I loved her so much because she always had words of encouragement. And I can remember sitting in her arms. She used to have this peach tree in her backyard, and she would sing, "He got the whole world in his hands." And she would look down and say, "He got you too, Shannon." And when I suffered those rough times on the streets, living in homelessness and going through the different things I've been through, I would always look up and say, "God, do you see me? Do you see what I'm going through? Am I still in your hands? Am I still in your hands?" Right now, this day, at the age I am now, I want to tell you, yes, he saw me. Sometimes I ask him, I say, "God, do you know the woman that you called to your kingdom? Do you know the woman, the servant that's serving you?" And I hear him say yes. Makes me feel like I felt looking in that window at my own son. It was first day of school. Makes me feel like that when I looked on. I said, "I'm going to look in this window because he just might need me." But ultimately, I have to say, you know what, but I got to let him go through this. And that's all I'm trying to say. We got to go through. We are perplexed. We're being stretched to the limits right now. Jesus is soon to return. But we serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty, mighty God. And this is one of my most favorite scriptures as I close. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting at verse 7. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies." You don't have to faint. Don't go out and cuss nobody out today. Don't send that nasty text message you was about to send. We don't fight in the flesh. We fight in the spiritual realm. Don't let your heart be troubled over those utility bills, over those mortgage payments, over those rent payments. God says, "I got it." God says, "I got it." Don't worry about what you're going to say when you go before those people that you have to go through and speak for yourself. The Holy Spirit said words will be given. Just open up your mouth. Don't worry about how you're going to get that money to start that business. It's already there. You just get the plans together. Write it out and make it plain. Everything is going to be all right, saints. We just have to hold fast the confessions of our faith and know who we are in Christ. Even when you're called upon to do things that you don't feel like you're equipped to do, God has already equipped you. When he placed you in your mother's womb, before you even knew you, he knew you. Before your mother even knew you, he knew you. So that's my word for today. I pray that this word encouraged somebody. I pray that it helped to lift somebody up. There was more that I wanted to say, but the Holy Spirit said, "That's it. You said enough. Just hit it and quit it." That's how God works. So I pray everybody have a blessed day. Have a good day as you go about your travels today. Stay alert. Remember who you are. Don't take off your helmet. Don't drop your shield. Don't put down your sword. Keep your shoes on. Meaning keep on your armor. That's all I'm saying. As we know, the devil is walking about seeking whom he may devour. And just as soon as you start taking off pieces of your armor thinking I'm secure right now. No. Only the strong survive in Christ. Only the strong survive in Christ. That's how I'm going to say it. I know they say it a different way, but only the strong survive in Christ. So everyone have a blessed day. Father and Almighty God, Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father God. I pray, God, for everyone on this line that you will continue to strengthen, God, and lead them, God. Give them the wisdom, the direction that they seek right now, God. Anoint their eyes and eyes, minds, and hearts afresh, God. Revive them with your Holy Ghost power right now, God. Bless us all going out and coming in, God. Bless our children, our grandchildren, God. Everybody that's up getting ready for school, appointments, God, jobs. God, I'm asking you to go before them, prepare the way. I pray for traveling mercy and protection over them, God. God, as we prepare for this day, give us the mind and heart of Christ, God, that we will know what to say and what to do, God. Let not our hearts be troubled, God. We cast every care and every concern to you right now, to your feet, God, because we know that you are Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And there is none like you, God. You know our needs. You know our hearts, God. You know our situations, God. But through it all, God, we put our trust in you, God, because we know you care for us. And we know you love us, God, with that agape love. Give us the will to love ourselves, God. Give us the will to forgive and forget about those things that are behind, God. Especially those situations, God, where we feel like we can't forgive this person. We feel like they truly took advantage of us, God. Maybe they didn't pay us back our money. Maybe they said some lies. They spread some gossip and some slander, God. But help us, Lord, and we got to still go every day and look at that person in the face on our jobs, in our appointments, anything, whatever the situation is. God, maybe our husbands offended us. Maybe our wife offended us, God. Maybe they don't understand us, God. We had an argument, a disagreement, God. Now we want to sleep in separate rooms, but God, I hear you saying no. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. If we give it to God, we can do it. God can handle anything. There's nothing too small, and there's nothing too big. We just got to be willing to let it go. We don't have the right to hold on to anger, unforgiveness, bitterness. We're not commanded to like one another. We're commanded to love one another. And even if you turn that around, God will make anything right. So, God, I just pray right now that you will saturate the hearts and minds of everyone on this line. Bless them, God, with the blessings they stand in the need of, God. Strengthen their hearts, their minds, whatever it is, God. Encourage, build up, God, all of us in this ministry, God. God, you gave us all talents, gifts, and abilities, God. Help us to remember who we are and who we serve, God. We serve a mighty God. God, be the wind beneath our wings today, a light unto our feet as we go about this day, God, traveling mercy, protection on every side of us, God. Cancel all accidents, incidents, road rage. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh any of us, our children, our grandchildren, God. We pray for our government, God, those that are our, Lord, you don't let the wrong person get in this seat of authority right now, God. Give us the wisdom and direction, God, to go forward, God, to put the right person in with the right heart. God, you know their motives. You know their desires. You know what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. We pray for your continued wisdom and strength, God, over this nation. Give us the wisdom and direction, God, this country that we need, God, to go forward, God. We know that things have to happen in our lives, God. We know we're going to be tested, God. But give us the strength and the spiritual courage and confidence, God, to stand. Lord, we pray, God, for Alfreda Bradford. We pray for Pastor Alfreda Bradford, God, Apostle Bradford, God, Dr. Bradford, that you will continue to strengthen this woman of God. Bless her on every side, God. I pray that she will get rest today in her bodies. And even as she rests, minister to her. Speak to her heart. Oh, God, give her the words that will bring new life in her today. Stir up her spirit. Cultivate her in the things of God. Anoint her afresh, mind, body, and spirit. Bless her children, her grandchildren, God, her two son-in-laws, all of them, God. Cover them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings of this ministry, God, that we can come on and can hear a word. We can hear people, God, who are the people of God, who have sincere hearts and minds, God. God, we're going to set the world on fire because we have you as our Father. We carry your DNA in us now, God. We are new creatures. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, God. Even if it's not apparent to us, God, continue to change us, Lord. Make us more like you. Change us from the inside out, God, and from the outside in, God, that we will continue to be the light and the salt of this earth that you have called us to be. Whatever the situation is, God, I don't know, somebody's going through a tough time right now. They have some tough decisions to make over their family issues, a lot of things going on, God. We cancel the spirit of division and confusion right now, and we bind it up. We cancel that spirit of gossip. We cancel the spirit of lying. Just lying just to be lying because you just don't want to face the truth about yourself. Stop telling lies and stop spreading gossip. That's not nice. If you can't say something that's going to encourage somebody, don't say anything at all because you will be bound by the words that you speak in Jesus' name. God, I thank you, Lord, for blessing each and every one of us, our grandchildren, our children's children, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Show us your pathway for provisions as we prepare to go forward in this day, God. Enlarge our territories. Open up our hearts, God. Anoint us afresh. Increase our faith. Increase our love for you, God, that we can show that same love to someone else, God, even our enemies, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over this day, God. Lord, I pray for your peace over Jerusalem, for your walls of prosperity, peace on earth, peace in our hearts, peace in our minds today, peace in every situation, God. We thank you, Lord. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory as I seal this prayer under the blood of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of retaliation is canceled and destroyed right now in Jesus' name. As I decree and declare, Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus Christ is Lord. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us blameless before the only wise God be dominion and power both now and forever. God's people say amen, amen, amen. Let the weak say I am strong and let the poor say I am rich because of what the Lord has done. Amen, amen, amen. Everyone have a blessed day. This is Sister Shannon signing out. Lessons.